to celebrate at least every month or almost every month with some activities.
Dr. Peggy Brooks Bertram is president of the Uncrowned Queens Institute. She co-founded the organization with Barbara Seals Nevergold, now the Buffalo School Board president. This past weekend, citizens were asked to bring their family photos and stories to the Meriwether Library in Buffalo. That's where they uploaded them to the Uncrowned Queens Community Builders website. Brooks Bertram tells WBFO News, "Given ongoing racial divide across the country, we must preserve the heritage of African Americans in our community for future generations."
And this is especially important for young people because we now have so many people in various high levels of government that are distorting the history and distorting the facts. And, you know, that somebody has to stand up and say, no, that's just not correct. That's not correct. We can't live with that. And we try to do that all the time. And it is quite a job.
Brooks Bertram says there is too much hatred, and it's important to highlight how the Black, brown, and white community should work together.
And look again at ways in which we can pull out the great things about a community, both Black and white, working together so that we just don't get inundated with all of the nasty racial stuff that's coming up.
And among the many accomplishments in the last two decades, the Uncrowned Queens authored a book and play called Go Tell Michelle about former First Lady Michelle Obama. It has premiered at UB in San Diego and Baltimore. And now Brooks Bertram says there are plans for some city school students to perform the play in the future.
So we're going to have students from performing arts to put that to actually, you know, perform that play at the school so that everyone will get a chance to see that. So we're very excited about that.
In May, Brooks Bertram will be traveling internationally to Amsterdam to present a story she uncovered about Drusilla Dungy Houston. It regards the controversial film Birth of a Nation. Several years ago, Brooks Bertram obtained the screenplay from a descendant of Houston. Eileen Buckley, WBFO News.